Hello. Hi. You look great today. Welcome to the January Lilith Warrior Cats Project with me, January Lilith. So you're probably wondering, what the fuck is this that I'm listening to? And that's exactly why you're listening to this episode now, here, instead of any of the others. Because this is what we like to call a little episode zero, where I talk about what the January Lilith Warrior Cats Project is and why it exists. And together, we will try to see if there are any good answers to those questions. So the first thing you might be wondering is, what is this? This is the January Lilith Warrior Cats Project. This is a one-woman podcast where I, January, am going to read all of the books in the Warrior Cats series written by the authors collective known as Aaron Hunter, in publication order. I am not going to read the Warriors Field Guides, and I am not going to read the graphic novels, because I don't feel like it. However, all of the main series Warriors books, all of the Warriors Super Editions, and the novellas are all fair game. By my spreadsheet, by my counts, which I don't have open for some reason, that's like 70-ish books, and I'm sure more will be released because they are still coming out. That was a surprise to me also. But yeah, I am going to read all the Warriors books. But here's the thing. I am not just going to read all of the Warriors books. I am also, as part of each episode, going to read or watch or play or consume some other kind of media. It could be anything. It could be a video game that I played. It could be a movie I watched. It could be a podcast I listened to. I think it'll be fiction, probably. But the only hard and fast rule is that it has to be something that I've never played, read, watched, etc. before. It's a new thing that I'm taking in to accompany the Warrior Cats reading. And then I am going to talk about both of those things. The Warriors book and the other thing. I should clarify, I'm not pre-selecting these. Probably most of these other things will just be, like, whatever I was up to previously and just felt like also talking about. Whatever I was just, like, reading in my spare time. So that's the basic structure of the show. What else is important here? This is going to be, like I said, a one-woman show. I'll probably have guests at some point, maybe. I have no idea what that would look like. I haven't thought about that yet. But this seems possible. I am guessing most of the episodes are going to be in the range of, like, 30 minutes. 30 to 40 minutes. That seems like an appropriate length of time to listen to, like, one person talking. Other, like, housekeeping stuff. The episode release schedule is going to be, when I feel like it. I kind of want to stick to, like, a rough schedule of, like, once every 2 weeks, maybe, probably once a month. I think, let's say once a month. And then if it ends up being more ambitious and I get really into it, maybe they'll come out faster. I don't know. Also, I probably don't need to say these last two notes, but this podcast is going to be mostly unscripted and mostly unedited. Mostly unscripted meaning, like, I'm going to take notes about my thoughts, but, like, I will have the most fun when I am just kind of speaking off the cuff. So that's what I'm going to do. I like doing that. And then mostly unedited, meaning, like, if some catastrophe happens, like a meteor hits, and I need to, like, leave my computer for, like, longer than a couple seconds, then I will probably go into Audacity and cut that chunk out. But otherwise, I don't plan on, like, professionally editing this thing and, like, you know, making sure all the sentences flow nicely together. So if, like, during recording, I, like, take a long sip of my iced coffee, I'm not gonna edit that out. That's what this is. Your second question you may be asking is, January, why this is? And I have some answers for your questions. I like reading. I like reading a lot, actually. I am a reader. I am a writer. Reading is an important part of my life, but it's also something, and I'm sure, like, literally everyone can relate to, it's something I don't do often enough. There's lots of distractions, especially because we live in hell. And so I often find myself wanting to read, but not doing that. So I want to kind of force myself to read more. And sometimes when you want to force yourself to read more, but you're not sure what to read, it's reading trash can be a good thing to do, which is why I want to read these books. Not because I am sort of prejudging that I think these warrior books are inherently trash, but on the other hand, they are not, you know, like, high literature, you know, fucking Murakami 800 page 1Q84, like, you know, it's not like, there's a little, it's a little easier to get through, and, you know, we get to go on a journey to find out if they're trash or not, which is fun also. But of course, the flip side to that, and the reason why this is not just a podcast where I talk about the Warriors books, is because I do think that while there is value in reading, and there's value in reading trash as a way to get yourself to read, I also think that one should not just read trash. And, you know, as with food, you want to have a healthy, balanced diet. One cannot only eat candy for every meal of every day. And so you would like to have a balanced diet, which is to say that I would like other kinds of media in my life aside from just Warriors books. Part of what goes into my selectioning for these other choices is I would like choices that are, like, not strictly children's media, because, like, Warrior Cats, very firmly YA. And, you know, there's a lot of discussions and a lot of discourse to be had around, like, you know, is it the appropriateness of adults reading children's media and stuff? And, you know, is there a problem with, you know, enjoying children's media? Which I'm just going to say no. Is there a problem with only enjoying children's media? Like, again, maybe you want to diversify your palate a little bit. So that's why I want to, again, there are no hard and fast rules other than that it has to be new to me. But I would like to, you know, something more like, you know, adult content, like, not like, you know, grimdark edgy shit or whatever, but just like, you know, just like a variety, like stuff that is different from Warrior Cats. And then the last answer to why am I doing this, for the bit, I had this idea and I thought it was funny, and that's really how I make like 90% of the decisions in my life, and so that's why I'm currently sitting on my computer and recording this. One last thing I want to cover, just like a last kind of question you might have, is like, why, hey January, why you? Who are you, and why do you think that you have the ability to do this, you slut? And to that I would say, hi, I'm January. I read a good number of Warriors books as a, like, tween. I read like 2.5 Warriors series. I got really into the first series. I got really, like, the Prophecy Begins, or whatever they kind of back-ascribed title to it. I got really into the second series, called The New Prophecy, so I'm very excited to get to those. And then I read, like, 3 or 4 books in the third series called The Power of Three. And I think that was around the time when I was like, you know, this is kind of dumb, which it is, but, you know, it is what it is. So, I mean, I have a lot of, like, you know, emotional connection to this series. I'm like, ugh, I had so much fun reading Warriors as a kid. Let's see, like, how they hold up or if there's interesting things to talk about. On top of that, I should mention that part of the reason why this idea came to mind is because I did do a book club slash quote-unquote podcast for the Animorphs series with some friends back in 2020, where we read all of the Animorphs books in publication order, and then we talked about them. And we recorded some of those, but we never made them available publicly, so they just kind of, like, exist in this, like, pseudo-internet space. But regardless, had an enormous amount of fun doing that, really just, like, a thoroughly enjoyable experience, and I thought it might be fun to do the same thing for Warrior Cats. Of course, you know, schedules are very busy. It would be fun to do this project with someone else or with multiple someone else's, but given the kind of idiosyncratic structure that I've dreamed up, and given the kind of difficulties of you know, planning around reading every single Warriors book, I've decided that the best bet is probably going to be to do, like, a solo thing with occasional guests, which I think is a good way to balance that. Other things about me, the Warrior Cats books are, of course, about cats. I am a cat owner. I have one lovely cat. Her name is Genevieve. She's a baby. And so I think that puts me in a unique mindset to really appreciate the Warrior Cats books and what they are bringing to the table as being about cats. And then last but not least, I am also trans. Hi, I am a trans woman. My pronouns are she, they, which I mention partially because it will, you know, probably influence the media that I want to read and the things that I talk about and the way I talk about that media. And also just so you know, like, you know, this is my voice, I'm a lady, etc., etc. You know the deal. You know the drill. I can't imagine this podcast reaching a particularly large circle outside of, like, my immediate, like, group of friends and people who are chill. But if it does, like, you know, don't be a hater. lastly, I think I said lastly, like, 3 times ago. I should mention that, like, while I did read all of the Animorphs books and think of things to say about them, I don't have, like, a background in, like, literature or media or the English language or veterinary medicine. I do not have any, like, particular, like, learned knowledge that will really cause me to be a master of the subject matter or how to talk about media. Insofar as I will, like, talk about theory or, like, theory of culture or media, I will be, like, I will reference, like, shit that I have heard my friends talk about who are smarter than me, and just, like, parrot back the things that they have said, which that might be fun for everyone, but who knows, maybe in the course of doing this I will, like, learn more things about, like, media and culture and literature and the English language, because, you know, I think that stuff is fun. This is not coming from a position of me being like, I am taking pride in my lack of formal education. This is me just being like, yeah, no, I'm like, I'm new at this, so we're just gonna kind of fuck around and have a good time. And I don't know, like, if I'm like, hey, have you heard of Deleuze and Guattari? Guattari or Guattari? See, this is the problem. I don't even know how to say this name. I mean, like, if that happens, then, you know, that will happen. Listen, I think you and I can both tell that clearly this episode is getting slightly long in the tooth if I'm starting to just ramble a little bit, which means it's probably a good time to draw episode 0 to its nominal conclusion. So let me conclude by saying thank you for listening to this, if you are listening to this, in which case, wild, wow. And the first proper episode of the January Lilith Warrior Cats project will begin, at some point when it is released, with the reading of Into the Wild, the first Warrior Cats novel, and the playing of the video game Elden Ring. I can't wait to talk about both of these things, which are similar and have properties in common. All right, stay frosty, my guys.